in a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants. One management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The Leadersmith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
Welcome, friends. This is The Leadersmith. This is episode one. I'm starting a podcast, and that is the most bizarre thing that I thought I would ever utter, because I'm a Gen Xer, and when I grew up, we weren't thinking about creating podcasts, right? I only got on the internet when I was in graduate school. That was the first time in 1995 that I even got on the internet. So it's like saying, I'm going to start being an Uber driver to Mars. It's not something that I would have even contemplated, but here I am. So I got here because I thought, you know, what I do in class, I'm a professor at Charleston Southern University, and nothing that I say here is reflecting on CSU, but this is what I do. I mean, I talk about leadership ideas, and we play with ideas in class, and I thought I would export that to the outside world, and just like I do in my blog, DarrenGurdis.com, it's just my name, and I want to be able to export these useful ideas outside beyond my classroom. And so I thought, you know, this podcasting thing, I'll give it a try. I'll see how well it's received, and I thought, you know, worst case scenario, there's no called strike, and I'll talk about that in just a moment. But there's a broader question here, and why should you listen to me? And you can listen to anybody, but there's plenty of choices. But let me give you a little bit about my background, because I'm probably new to you, unless I've assigned this to you, because that's what I can do as a professor. So I have a PhD in organizational leadership. I always thought that leadership was fascinating. I mean, even as a little kid, I remember I had a scrapbook about the Ronald Reagan's his re-election in like third grade, and I was tracking this, like following what was going on, not just because I was conservative. I didn't even know what conservative and liberal was at the time. I am very conservative, but I didn't know what that was at the time. But I was just fascinated by the whole concept of leadership. It was like, I don't know if you remember Alex P. Keaton from Family Ties. I was like a little version of him in this regard, but it was following political leadership rather than, the Wall Street. And so I was following that. And then I even went to college and majored in government. But then I kind of realized that the real action in leadership, that the real change in leadership, the real direction, that like, politics is a defensive game. Where the innovation happens is in business. I went and got an MBA. I still got a master's in public policy, but then I finished it with a PhD in organizational leadership. Went off to Liberty University to teach business, leadership, management, organizational behavior, those kind of classes. Was there for 6 years, and now I'm at Charleston Southern University for going into my 10th year at Charleston Southern now. And I love this kind of stuff, and I find this kind of thing fascinating. So I hope that we can talk about things that you'll find fascinating about leadership as well. So I've been studying leadership now for 20 years, more than 20 years, and I've been teaching MBA students for 15 years, and we have some just really interesting conversations in classes. I designed the Master of Arts in Organizational Leadership program. I designed a master or minor in leadership, and so I think I have something to bring to the table. So this podcast, The Leadersmith, is all about leadership. Now, how do we decide on the word leadersmith? So I've been using this on my blog for a number of years, and it's just what does a smith do? A smith makes things. So I would like to think that I'm a pretty decent leader in those places where I've led committees, and when I was the graduate programs director at Charleston Southern, and a school board, and president of a couple small nonprofits over time, I'd like to think I was a decent leader. But what I do know is that I am very good at helping other people become better leaders. And particularly, I want them to become the kind of leader that they would want to follow. And so that's my goal here, is that you would do that. And that as you spend time with me, you become that better leader. Again, you could be listening to anybody right now, and I want you to be able to grow and learn from this experience. So now when I decided to start this podcast, I figured, you know, what's the worst that could possibly happen? Nothing. I mean, there's really no downside. Okay, so I spend a couple bucks on a microphone and hosting the website. And so, okay, there's time spent in it. But, you know, maybe it'll be well received. Maybe somebody will like this or benefit from it or learn something along the way. And that's ultimately my goal. Whether it's well received or not, even if just a small handful of people find this interesting or find this useful, then my job my time is well spent. So, and then I was thinking, you know, well, I can also use this as a platform to use assignments. So episode 2 will be one of those where I'm speaking directly to my power and influence class about some of the basics, the preliminaries before we get into power and influence. And so if for nothing else, it's used there. Even if they hate it, you know, I can leave a record of important concepts and ideas for my children. So, you know, there's no downside. I mentioned this earlier about this no such thing as a cold strike. Warren Buffett, I borrowed this from him. He was talking about in investing, there's no such thing as a cold strike. He doesn't have to swing at every opportunity. And because of that, he has a lot of freedom. I don't have to swing at every opportunity. There is no executive telling me that, you know, if you don't get so many listeners by such and such a time, we're going to pull the plug. No, I can do this as long as I have the will to talk about things that I find interesting. So this is an ideal setup for me because I can just talk about whatever it is that I want to talk about. And I, you know, just in the same way that I've always thought that it was stupid when people are taking pictures of their dinner on Facebook, I don't have to talk about mundane or inane things. I can talk about things that really matter, and that's why I'm here. So that's what we'll be talking about. I scratched out on a piece of paper on a yellow pad what I thought this show should be about, and I'll see if I can scan it and post it. But I put in the very center of the yellow pad, I put leadership, and then I drew a circle around it. Like, what is all important about leadership? Things like business, obviously, yeah, right? I mean, you're going to see that, and that's probably going to be the lion's share of what I talk about. But there's also kind of a theology in life, or, you know, some people will just have a philosophy, but philosophy of life that encompasses how we're functioning. So the theology or the theological implications of leadership, you know, who is God and what does he require of us, and what is man, how do those things interact, and what does that have to do with or how we, you know, how we should process leadership. That should flow in. Not that there's an entire episode on it, but that's going to be part and parcel of what we're going to be talking about. The political side is going to be there as well. And my goal isn't to become political, but, you know, or make this about politics. But yeah, there are always items in the news that are about leadership that you can just draw from the political world that'll just be easy to talk about, and that I would have imported into class anyway. Family. I'm a homeschool dad of 6 kids, and so family and leadership, I mean, there's a natural fit right there. So theology, organization, politics, family, that's kind of the main building blocks here. And I thought, okay, so this should be educational and it should be interesting. If it's not educational, I don't know why I'd be doing it. I guess people do things about hobbies all the time, but I mean, that's really my goal here. I'm not nearly as interested in how many clicks or how many subscribes. I was going to say likes, but that was the wrong medium. How many clicks or subscribes or whatever I get, as I am in having some kind of impact on people in the process. So it has to be educational. Hopefully it'll be interesting. I would like it to be entertaining as well and keep people's attention. I would like it to be something where, you know, so I wrote this out, where it's relevant, we're dealing with something that's current events and directly applicable to what you do in the workplace. I want you to take these ideas and be able to use these, whether we're talking about managing the boss, or we're talking about how to be the kind of leader that your employees want to follow, or what it really means to care about your employees, or whatever. And then I want it to be interesting personally to me, because I'm the one that's going to be talking about it or interviewing people or whatever. I don't know how much of that I'll do with either side, but I think that as long as it helps me grow and it adds value to your lives, there'll be something there. And then so we'll be dealing with ahas, things, concepts that we've talked about in class that have made me go, wow, that's really interesting. I'd like to unpack that a little bit more. Or books. I read voraciously. I've set out to read, this is kind of funny, my first year that I was teaching full-time, I set out to read 200 books that year, and I failed miserably. I only got up to like 157, I think it was. And so I lowered the bar, and I stayed at a minimum of 100 books a year since then. So I read voraciously, and I've kept that standard. And so I read voraciously, and as I do, I'll be certainly talking about books throughout and reviewing key concepts or whole books at the same time. Current events, obviously, and then, you know, just material for class, like what's going to be in the next episode will be material for class. So if you like what I've put out here, I'm not trying to attract lots of followers. I'm just telling you, I'm running up a flag, and I'm saying this is what I'm about. And if this is what you would like to hear more about, subscribe to the show. If you have heard anything that's helpful in this episode, or if you hear in other episodes things that are helpful, share it with friends. And I don't just mean click the share button. I mean actually share. Talk about it with friends. As you talk about something, you'll make it your own. And so you want to do that. Let me know how I can help you. I'm at Darin Gerdes, that's DarinGerdes on Twitter. You can reach me that way. You can go to my blog, DarinGerdes.com, and you can read other articles that I've posted. Contact me there about speaking or coaching. But I want to leave you with the quotation for contemplation. I read a lot, so I've come over great quotes over time. But here's one that I think really applies to this particular show, and that is by none other than Vanilla Ice. And he was in an interview years after his the height of his popularity, and he said, well, you know, you don't pick your fans pick you. And I thought, you know what, that's so right. That's exactly the way it is. You can't pick your own fans. I mean, you can't go like, I want you, and I want you, and I want you. I'm going to take this popular set over it. No, your fans are attracted to who you are by what you've run up the flagpole. And so I think that's exactly what I want to leave you with. You don't pick your fans pick you. That is a important part of what leadership is. So thank you for your time here on The Leadersmith, and just stay tuned. I'm going to be putting out a number of episodes here. Next one is directly focused at my students, but you may still find value in it. And I want you to remember, be the kind of leader that you would want to follow. Thanks.